case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hi.
Yo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so yesterday, The Rock came out and announced that he and his whole family have tested positive for COVID. So here he is talking about it. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's here. Go on, Rock, talk. Oh, is it my internet, really?
Oh, no. Okay, well, I can read to you what he said. I can read to you.
No, I got it.
My wife, Lauren, as well as my two... Hold on. He said, my wife, Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. I can tell you that this has been one of them. You got it?
Yeah.
This has been one of the most challenging and difficult things. Okay, then you play.
My wife, Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I can tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. Testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or even being broke, which I have been more than a few times. But I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We are on the other end of it, and we are no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy.
Good, see?
Yeah, when he said they have close friends who have lost parents and loved ones. I mean, they're in California. My sister, they're shut. I mean, they're not doing anything, especially where my sister is.
It's so strange how some people, it's so extreme. And some people, I have one friend who said he had for a week and a half, he couldn't smell anything. And that was it. But he tested positive for it because he was like, that's one of the symptoms. He went, tested positive. That was it. He was like, I just couldn't smell anything.
Well, he's fine. The scare is, are you passing it to others who might not? That's the fear, you know?
There was a pitcher, a famous pitcher that died yesterday as well. Tom Seaver. You hear about that guy?
I saw that.
He had dementia as well, but COVID-19, of course, contributed to that. So that was another big news story yesterday. But
well, yeah. I mean, you'd be alive if COVID didn't hit you, right? So listen, he said that his two daughters, Jasmine and Tiana, who are 4 and 2, they had slight sore throats, but they bounced back. But he said his wife had a rough go with it. Ooh. And he said they caught it from close family and friends. And his only advice for people, The Rock, was to stay disciplined, boost your immune system, commit to wellness, wear your mask, protect your family, be strict about having people over to your house or gatherings, stay positive, and care for your fellow human beings. And then he wrote, stay healthy, my friends.
And of course, kick a lot of ass, because that's what he does. Yes.
He also wrote hashtag control the controllables. For people that just say, we don't have any control, screw it.
Control what you can.
We do have a little bit of control.
You can control what you can control. So control it. Control it. Glad The Rock is okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 6:32. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Somebody's coming to visit you today? Really?
Not today, tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Oh, the weekend.
For the whole weekend, Riggs. For the whole weekend.
This is an unexpected visitor? Somebody that you weren't, you didn't invite this person to come hang out?
Well, I sure did when they said, can I come?
Okay.
I'm so excited. You have to remember, I didn't grow up here. I've lived here for 15 years. I have about 4 friends I've known in that 15-year period. But there's nothing like home. It's the reason you go home. Maybe even if your parents drive you crazy, your friends feel like home, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So my girlfriend, one of my best friends from back home, Anna, she has been going through the ringer, going through a divorce, you know, husband cheated, exact same, very similar, right? So when this happened, I was
to your story?
Here for you.
I was going to say, this sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar, right? So I'm like, I'm here. I got you, girl. Like,
you went to that show. You got the t-shirt.
I've been there. So let's talk. So they have one daughter, Harper, who's 4 or 5? And so she messaged me and was like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, nothing. It's nothing. What do you mean? What am I doing this weekend? Nothing. Why? And she's like, can I come up? Just drive up from, you know, Southern Illinois where we grew up, bring Harper. I said, hell yes. If there's anybody that needs something like this right now.
It's her.
It's me and you, bitch. So let's go. I was like, I need a piece of home or something. I'm going crazy in 2020. You need support and help and to get away. Let's go. Let our kids play and we'll spend the weekend together.
How old is her daughter, right? Harper?
Harper is, her daughter is 4.
Okay.
Yes. So they're very close to, you know, Hudson is 6, you know, so they're, and
Seven tomorrow, by the way. Seven tomorrow.
Yes, it'll be seven. So I'm really excited because it's just one of those people I know I can, like, live with for the weekend comfortably and love. And, you know, we spent so much time in college. Like, you know, when you've, like, it just goes back, the history. It feels good.
It's great.
You know?
There's nothing like having a piece of home. And maybe some people can use that when they're alone. Like, when you get lonely, that's the people
the
you want to hang out with the most. Is the people
that you're
most familiar with that make you feel the most comfort. And less, way less
that.
Lonely. Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of
it's
going to
feel
that.
Natural as soon as she gets here. You know what I mean? Versus saying to a family member outside of my immediate family, it's stressful sometimes when family comes.
Yeah.
It's different. You know what I mean? It's not the same.
Way more high drama. Way more high drama with family.
Way more high drama. Her and I are just going to, like, hang, you know, and let the kids play. And she's like, okay, can you get a babysitter? We'll go out. And I go, honey, I'm not going to bars. Are you out of your damn mind? I said, I will plan some fun stuff for us.
Hey.
Maybe I will get a sitter and we'll go do something fun.
Hit some beer gardens.
But,
go to some patios. Go. You can do outdoor stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Within reason. So,
within
Riggs,
reason.
I'm keeping my kids home. I mean, my kids are going virtual. So when you do stuff like that, it's like, I'm defeating the purpose. Like,
Does your friend want to go skydiving? Will she jump out of an airplane with me?
Honestly?
You think she'd do it?
I bet she would.
You think?
No, Anna's crazy like that. Like, I love this girl. Like, you don't understand. This is my B.
I know a guy.
People would love this chick.
I know a guy, and I'm free on Saturday.
Dude, she probably would. She's nuts. You know what? I'm going to text her.
Tell her.
And say, Riggs wants to know if you really want to have a moment while you're up here.
He'll throw you out of an airplane.
You know what she's struggling with? I can only say this because she's, you know, asleep right now in Illinois. She isn't here yet. She's struggling with the fact that her ex or soon-to-be ex-husband cheated and just has no apology. Like, you know what I mean? He never really was remorseful. He just told her she was nuts, continued, you know. And I've seen, when you see the messages where they're making fun of you, like, I went through that, she's going through that, that's really hurtful when your husband's fun of you to some chick on the side. Like, it's horrible.
Someone who's supposed to be saying nice things and supportive
someone
things
who
about
you. Trust.
Yeah,
it's,
someone you love.
It could be more of a betrayal.
Yeah. That's awful.
It couldn't. So I know how she feels. I get it. So I'm like, get up here, sister. We're
gonna hang out.
And there's tons of stuff we can do outside. Like, I'm not worried. I still want to go downtown.
Yeah.
I want to go look at all the sculptures for Sculpture Milwaukee. There's, like, so much stuff I still need to do before it gets cold. So I'm
in. Plenty to do. And it's Labor Day weekend. So, you know, the extra things will probably be happening. I'm sure you can find something to do.
Pumped about the visitor.
Hell yeah.
I'm pumped.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's 6:58. Nice today. Nice tomorrow. Nice pretty much for the Labor Day weekend. So we'll take it. We'll take it. The last official weekend of summer. Wait, is it a Thursday? Oh, damn it. It's Thursday. I thought it was Friday for a second.
It's not. It's Thursday.
There's a little sliver of Riggs inside that thought today was Friday because we were just talking about the weekend off the air.
Yep. Yeah, it feels Thursday. Like it because we're ramping up.
Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday, so we'll play a Throwback Thursday song next. It's going to be fantastic. So this father in Lincoln, Nebraska goes into a city council meeting and starts lighting them up. I mean, this guy is very impassioned. Very, very,
like,
very, very passionate
about
it. He's upset about the way that things are referred to in restaurants, apparently, where he goes. He says that children and everybody alike are calling these things boneless wings. He's upset that they are calling things boneless wings.
I thought you were going to say this is about COVID or school or, you know, social injustice. Wait, I got to rewind. This is about a guy who's mad about wings?
Yep.
Okay, wait.
Listen to this guy, the Lincoln, Nebraska father. This is his
I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts.
Yeah.
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken.
See?
And it's delicious.
I told you.
What the hell?
I would like to just comment here. For the record, that's my son.
One of the city council people was his father, so he was pranking his dad, who was on the city council.
Oh, he was pranking him.
Yes, his dad had a long day of hearing, like, serious things, and at the end, his son walks in and goes off on this rant. Okay. But it was funny, and it went viral, and people thought he was serious. They were like, this guy wants to remove boneless wings. He made good points.
He was right, but at first I was like, get a hobby, but this is funny that it was a joke. Yeah, I mean, I agree. We go with wing and bones, baby. I agree.
Yes, and if you want the other thing, however, just get chicken nuggets, all right?
Just get chicken nuggets, I agree.
All right, settle down.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, The Rock had came out yesterday and basically released a video on social media talking about how he and his family had contracted COVID.
Yeah.
So we've got the clip of him talking about it. So we'll just let
my wife Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I can tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. Testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or even being broke, which I have been more than a few times. But I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We are on the other end of it, and we are no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy.
Good.
Great.
Good to hear.
Yeah. Well, and I can't imagine little kids having it, your own kids being like,
no.
So they were fine. He said his wife had a tough struggle with it, but everybody's good. He said they contracted it from close friends and family.
Oh.
So, I mean, it is it is what it is.
Yep.
And that's the update on The Rock, so everyone's okay.
Back to old school jams all weekend long, all Labor Day weekend.
I'm going to have Kiss bumping so hard this
weekend.
At my house, in my car. I cannot wait.
Allie, I'm taking a road trip with my mother this weekend for Labor Day weekend, and I'll be
not
having Kiss on.
Not that I don't like your mom.
I know.
Not that I don't like your mom, but is it, a road trip with mom.
But I'll be able to take the radio.com app and listen to Kiss to the old school,
that's
because
right.
Our boss just sent us the list of the songs that are going to be on there, that could be on there, and I was like,
yes. They're on there.
It's good.
And they're good.
It's good. And we'll give you all sorts of tastes all day today for Throwback Thursday.
The music lover in me is getting all tingly inside.
Got the feels. All the feels. So you're having somebody come and visit for Labor Day weekend.
Yes. One of my best friends from back home, Anna's coming to visit. Yep.
Yeah. What do you guys have planned for the weekend? Anything exciting? Anything fun?
Well, she just messaged me yesterday and said, I want to come with my daughter. And I said, get your butt up here now.
Yeah.
Like, I love you. I can't wait to see you. So she had all these things she wanted me to plan. I said, slow down, sister. But one of the things, you want me to say what she's agreed to do in the past hour?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want, she has agreed to go skydiving with Riggs on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hell yeah. She's nuts. Riggs goes, would she want to skydive? I go, yeah, she's crazy. And what did she say as soon as I texted her? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. So Saturday, I'll strap your friend to my chest and throw her out of an airplane. That'll be fun.
I'll be on the ground bumping Kiss on my own.
We'll have it played on the speakers there. It's got at Milwaukee down in East Troy. That's what you're doing for Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So you'll be, when does she leave? Does she stay all the way through Monday?
Her
through the
and
weekend?
Her daughter are going to stay until Monday,
I think.
Or Monday morning. And then they'll go back to Southern Illinois, drive back where, we grew up. But I miss her, and she's going through a divorce. Exact same situation as mine, 7 years ago. She needs a friend.
Yeah.
I need her. It's going to work out great. Our kids are going to snuggle all weekend. Then we'll move on with our lives. It'll be great.
Great. Yes. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number too. What do you have going on for Labor Day weekend? Are you leaving? Because a bunch of people are taking trips, road trips.
We have a text that says, I'm potty training my 2-year-old. Oh, how fun. What a nightmare. I'm sorry.
More fun for you. Potty training all weekend?
My 2-year-old daughter's dad is coming out to visit her. So I don't know if that means you have the weekend off or you're with the dad. I'm not sure what that means. Oh. Or you're going to be with the dad. Huh?
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. My mom and I are driving to Indiana. Mm-hmm. God's country.
God's country.
God's country, yes. To meet with our siblings. Because my youngest sibling, Amber, just got a job in New York. She's moving to New York.
Wow. She got a job.
She got a job.
Which is great right now for people that are bouncing back. Or does she? Wait, she already had one, though. She switched or she lost?
She worked for a cruise. She worked for Carnival Cruise Lines right before all this happened.
No.
She docked in like December, right as everything was starting to hit. So she got off and they had tested her then, and her cruise ship was fine. But then everything started shutting down. And
so she hasn't been working.
No. And she's a contracted employee. She works in their theater department. She does all the production for their theater.
She does theater stuff, you said?
Yes, yeah, theater production. That's her background.
Oh, she did, like, the shows on the cruise ship?
Yeah, she does all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
She works with all the stage hands and the props and the decorations and the lighting and the sound and the communication, all that stuff.
It's a great way to travel, too, when you're young.
Oh, she loves it, dude. She loves it.
But I was going to say, excuse my ignorance, are cruise ships going right now? Were they stopped? Are they back? I don't even know what's happening with cruise ships. I haven't even looked into it.
You could probably find a rogue one that's going off. Maybe a smaller one if you're super rich, but no, she's not.
She got a job in New York now. She's moving.
Yes.
That's exciting.
She's working with a very small theater company that's working to get up off the ground. So we're going to see her and see our other siblings. 414-799-1037. Go ahead. What?
You see the text?
No, I didn't.
It says, having a socially distant bachelor party. Wish us luck. Yeah, right. There's
going to
be a stripper on that dude so quick. Give me a break.
You can't have a socially distant lap dance.
How is that
going
to happen? I need to know more.
414.
What are you doing? Yeah. I need details.
What are you doing Labor Day weekend? What are your plans? Where are you going or what are you staying and doing? We want to talk to you. We'll read your text and we'll take your phone calls next on Kiss FM. Labor Day weekend. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I can't believe it's the unofficial end of summer. Where the time is just melting together and 2020 is a wash, man.
So weird.
So weird.
I mean, I can't even process my kids start school on Tuesday. I can't even.
Right? Some kids are back in school already, virtually, and some both, the hybrid. It's crazy.
A lot of people started this week,
So what do you have going on Labor Day weekend? They say some 60% of people are planning on traveling, taking a road trip of some sort. Some people planning on
leaving.
Is that
normal or is that less than normal because of COVID? I wonder.
I had to wonder too. I'm not sure. I know that 60% sounds like a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. It says people are texting in. Somebody, all these medical things. People are like, my son is having ear tubes put in. Somebody's got homework for their senior year of college.
What? Oh, geez.
We lost all the fun this year, didn't
right?
we? The fun has escaped our bodies, people.
Carrie, good morning. What are you doing over the Labor Day weekend? Do you have plans? Are you going somewhere?
Traveling to Iowa for a baseball tournament.
Iowa?
Oh, God, Iowa's like a hot spot. Are you crazy?
Where at
you
in
really
Iowa?
You going there?
I don't exactly know. I don't know exactly where yet. Forgot where.
Oh. Is it a traveling league that's been going for how long have they been playing?
Well, this is fall ball.
Oh, okay.
So they're starting.
Just starting.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
How far of a drive is that going to be for you?
I think four hours?
4 hours. Wow.
That's not too bad. Well, be safe and have fun.
Yes. Good luck to your kid.
Have a good one. Annie, good morning. What are you doing over Labor Day weekend? Are you leaving somewhere? Do you have plans?
Hello?
Hey, Annie.
Oh, hi.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. Friday night, my dad and I are flying to Arizona.
Okay.
Packing grandma up into a 38-foot U-Haul and driving back to Wisconsin.
Woo-hoo. She's moving up here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun, moving somebody else's crap, not your own.
Yeah, super fun. I asked dad, I'm like, so we get to listen to Taylor Swift's new album? No.
No?
Do we get to stop and take pictures? No. I said, do I get to use the bathroom? We'll see. Okay, then.
It's one of those trips.
Oh,
it's going to be delightfully awful.
Is it your dad's mom or is it your mom's mom that you're picking up?
My dad's mom.
Okay, so that's why he wants to get it done as soon as possible. A road trip with your mother.
Well, yeah, and how many times
grandma duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're with an elderly person. You can't make 50 stops, Riggs.
Trust me, you're with an elderly person. You may make 50 stops. The bladder? Bladder controller? Who knows?
I'm really hoping that's the case. We're driving 12 hours a day. I'm like, I'm not.
Keep giving your grandma water and being like, oh, look, the Grand Canyon. Better stop and pee. Let's go look. Oh, look, another side.
Dad's going to be like, you're not going in anywhere. Pee outside, Grandma.
My dad saying that.
Have a great trip and be safe, all right?
We're going to try.
Nice. Thank you so much for calling, Annie.
And
we appreciate
remember,
it.
Remember, somebody will hopefully do it for you when you're old, when you're irritated.
I hope so.
Think about the karma and the good things you're doing. I don't know. Did that sound good, Rick, what I said?
Yeah,
did that
a little
sound
bit.
Good?
Kind of.
Okay, good.
You're trying to sugarcoat it. Way to go. Way to pull a Riggs on it, though. Thanks for calling, girl.
Have a good one.
You too. Labor Day weekend plans, 414-799-1037. Who's this? Oh, damn, they hung up. You can still
call
her.
Somebody said flying to Alaska. Okay, well, now the fun's back.
There you go.
Somebody's flying to Alaska.
What the hell's going on in Alaska?
All right. I don't know.
414-799-1037. You can call or text. Your grandma would say that's Frankie Valli, but that's Surf Mesa. I love you, baby. Was that Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons?
Hey, I've seen Jersey Boys. What a good show, man.
Yeah, right?
Oh, best, one of the best plays I've ever seen.
It's good. I've seen the. I saw the movie version. I haven't seen the actual Broadway
version.
Go
see Jersey Boys. Well, now you might not have a chance for a minute. But in the future.
I follow this Instagram account called Neighbors from Hell. Neighbors from Hell.
You would follow an account like that, dude. You would.
I saw a poster that went viral from a neighbor from hell, but I don't know if this is a bad neighbor or a good neighbor because somebody came down to their car. They live in an apartment complex, and they posted a picture of a to-do list from their neighbor. And you think, a to-do list? A what? Well, here's what the note said.
Right.
It says,
what the hell?
Stuff to do. FYI, I bleeped your boyfriend. He said you were broken up. I live in 5D upstairs. 1, wash your car. 2, dump him. Not in that order. Is that a good neighbor or a bad neighbor? I don't know.
She's a good neighbor, but I think she could have left her personal wash your car and that
right,
because you're mad at the wrong person, honey. Uh-huh. I mean, if she knew, if she was aware there was a relationship, that's one thing.
Right, but then he says, no, we broke up, so she thinks, all right.
Right.
They've broken up. It's all fair game. And then she sees them together and goes, I gotta leave this note. I don't know.
What kind of dumb guy screws his neighbor when he's cheating? I mean, it couldn't be dumb. It could be more dumb, you know, and you're not being honest. It's not like you're having an affair with a neighbor and nobody knows but the two of you. It's
right.
Like he's literally cheating with like people next door who see his girlfriend pull up. It couldn't be more dumb.
Right?
You're
going to get caught. It's not like dating somebody that's in another state or somebody that you're going to visit on work trips or some BS like that. What an idiot. Yes.
I mean, we all have issues with our neighbors. Right. But like I said, my neighbor and I, we yell at each other over drinks about politics for 5 minutes and we move on with our lives.
Yeah.
I don't leave notes about I'm screwing your boyfriend on people's cars. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, you're also not sleeping with men who are taken, so that's you're good for that.
Hopefully not.
Right?
I'm kidding. I'm not.
It's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, wow. So a big loss in Hollywood and for the world, Chadwick Boseman, and the effect he's had on people and the culture of movies and TV. He was our first official black superhero, so that changed a lot of lives. Gave a lot of little kids someone to look up to. And he was in a ton of famous roles. He played Jackie Robinson. He played Thurgood Marshall. I mean, just amazingly historic black people in history that he played these roles that were so significant. So we didn't really know why he kept his cancer a secret. You know, he was struggling for 4 years. People were making fun of him. They didn't know he had colon cancer.
Yeah.
Hope they feel like losers now, which is funny because I don't have cancer, but people write stuff like you're too skinny and things like that, which
people
just blows my
have
mind.
Something
it's
to
so
say.
None of your business. You sure didn't write you're too fat when I was bigger, did you? But now, what if you're sick? You know what I mean? It's absurd.
All that stuff is always self-projection because the people that say that crap have things going on inside. So they project their ugliness onto you because they're insecure with themselves. So it's not about you. It's about them.
And you don't ever comment on someone's body. I was just teaching my kids that the other day. I said, Owen was joking about something. I said, I don't care if you're joking. You don't comment on someone's body. It's none of your business and it doesn't matter anyway. You worry about yourself.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on. They said that the reason that Chadwick Boseman had kept this a secret was a lot had to do with his mother.
Really?
That she apparently was a woman who taught him. He said she always taught him to not have people fuss over him. So he felt in this business, meaning movies, that people would trip out about things, and he was already a private person. So his mom taught him, I get what they're saying. She taught him that keep it moving mentality, right?
Yeah.
Don't stop. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't. You still have to deal with things, but there is something to mindset and mentality. Because look at what he did while fighting cancer. He did a lot of stuff, and it's mindset, right?
Of course it is.
They said his mom was a huge reason because she just kind of taught him to be more private, and that there were people around him, obviously, that knew. His trainer talks about how they were working on him so much for the Marvel movie when he was in Black Panther.
Yeah, he was in incredible shape for that movie.
The trainer said he just kept telling him, dude, you remind me of my dad who fought cancer on 4 occasions. So his trainer knew, and they were just doing the best to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
But Chad Boseman, it says, some of that has to do with his mom just telling him to keep it moving, keep it private. But, you know, I think it's, in hindsight, we all want him back, but we really, I almost feel like we're more focused on what he did now because we didn't know. It's actually a good, it's the only good out of it. You know
what
I mean?
He's one of the perfect examples
of like, the world. Yeah.
Very humble, like the be humble, sit down guys. Like he knows what he's doing, but he's not out there flaunting it and bragging about it and trying to get press for it. He just goes about his life.
Not everybody feels comfortable talking about their sickness. I mean, that's
it's a personal thing.
It's a personal journey, man. I don't know what that's like, you know?
I don't either.
I can't imagine, so. There you
Chadwick Boseman. It's still sad. It's still sad that he's gone.
Yeah.
It's so young. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What up? It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Office romances. Have you ever done it before, Allie? You ever dated somebody you worked with? Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad
yeah,
idea.
Bad idea.
I did too. It ends bad.
Yeah,
you go into it. You go into it thinking everything's gonna be fine. Then no.
Yeah, it's not.
It never is.
Afterwards, it's awkward, and then everybody knows your business. And
yeah, because you work in the same place, right? Same office building. That makes it awkward.
And
however,
we do have friends who are getting married that worked with us.
We do.
So they're fine, but they're like the exception.
There are some exceptions, but now fast forward to 2020, and we're not working in offices so much anymore. Like the office concept is kind of dead in a lot of places.
Can you imagine all the affairs that were halted to people that didn't know what to do with themselves when they couldn't sleep with their coworker anymore?
Now you're forced to deal with your marriage at home now?
God.
No, but somebody wrote in an advice thing to the New York Post, and they said, do the same rules apply about companies prohibiting workplace romances if the entire company is now working remotely?
Well, if they are forever, maybe.
Because this person, I'm assuming it's a dude, is now wondering, well, since we don't work in the same office now, it can't possibly be as awkward, so surely I could start a relationship with someone
I work with. Assuming she's willing, if you're just a dude who's wanted your coworker and you're now looking for a loophole to hit on her, that's still XYZ no. Okay?
Right.
But if it's consensual and you like each other and now you're trying to find a loophole, whatever, fine. Dude, I don't give a damn. But,
right. So this would be a consensual.
Just know, when you come back, though, heads up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. If and when you do come back,
let's say.
So is it bad for someone to contemplate a remote romantic relationship, a remote work romantic relationship? Bad idea or a good idea? Or maybe somebody's actually doing it, I bet.
A lot of people are doing it. Are you kidding
me? You think people are dating coworkers now that they're working remotely?
We've had coworkers we didn't know that were even dating until they got another job and moved. And we were like, wait,
or one
you guys were together and hiding it? Remember we found that one out? We were like, what? You guys are dating?
Or
it was people off the air. These are irrelevant. But we were like, huh?
Or one
we
of them gets
so confused.
One of them winds up pregnant. You're like, wait a minute, you're pregnant?
You're like, you don't even talk in the office. You're sleeping together? Like, it's so funny when you bust those people. You're like,
Do you think the same rule applies for remote working circumstances? I don't know. I would have throw it out there because it's different now. 2020 is a messed up year. There's a lot of exceptions being made.
You can text in to 414-799-1037 or you can just call that number too and give your opinion.
Yep, we'll read your text, take your calls next. Hold on, it's Kiss 103.7 Kiss FM, talking about starting up office romances in 2020. Now that you're virtual, does that mean it's okay to now have an office romance? Yeah, if you're virtual and
somebody
both parties are consenting
in.
Go ahead.
They texted in, don't eat where you bleep.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that true? That's true. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that. Now, Kim is on the phone. Kim, you've had an office romance before. What happened?
We dated for about 9 months and then we broke up.
Okay.
We worked for the same company, but I was in Wisconsin and he was in Illinois, but we still saw each other a bunch of times at meetings and everything. But after we broke up, about 10 years later, he became my boss.
What? For the same company or a different company?
It was a large company, but yeah.
Is it the same one?
But the same company, though, that you've been working for 10 years?
Actually, about 22 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, same company.
Same time.
Oh, so you...
So is he with somebody else or you now?
After we broke up, he ended up getting married and having kids, and so did I. And when he became my supervisor, I was pregnant with my first child.
Oh, wow.
That set the tone.
Yeah. Is it awkward now?
Unfortunately, he has passed away. He ended up having cancer last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was very sad for that reason, too. But, man. Yeah, but for about 10 years, he was my supervisor, so it was...
Yeah, I could imagine.
Did other people know you had dated when he was the boss?
A lot of people found out after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of didn't talk about it.
You mean after he passed away?
Two people who knew.
Yeah.
Did they hold it against you?
No.
Good.
They didn't.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening, Kim, this morning. You can call or text 414-799-1037. Somebody was writing into the New York Post asking about office romances since it's virtual now.
You're not the same office.
Can I just say, Riggs,
go ahead.
If I went through what she went through, I want to be the boss in that scenario.
Yes.
I want to be his boss in 10 years. Okay? Yeah.
Bottom of the line, go back to that texter that said, don't eat where you bleep. And that is 100%
true. Yeah, we got the text. We have a bunch of texts. And somebody said, well, let me read. They said, don't eat where you blank. And then other people said, I work at a place that encourages office relationships.
What?
They believe it improves employee retention.
What?
Huh? We're silent because both of our faces are making that grossed out face. We're both doing the ooh face.
That doesn't make any sense to me. What company would encourage you to be in a relationship?
Is that even legal to encourage you to date your coworkers?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, I gotta go take a shower now. Thanks. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Labor Day weekend. It's looking nice today, weather-wise, today and tomorrow throughout the weekend.
Nice.
So. Good last summer, the official end of summer.
Right.
Unofficial end of summer, call it what you will. A lot of people, your kids are going back virtually, right? Like,
mine
you're keeping
are.
Them at home? Your kids are,
There's
right?
a hybrid and there's a virtual. Well, the hybrid's only for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I live. So we're just doing virtual because I don't want back and forth. I'm at home so I can make it happen. So it's just working out for me.
Right.
Making my own choices.
And we were talking earlier about offices and how a lot of offices are going virtual. So a lot more video conferencing meetings. And you're in any of these, you're only seen from the waist up. And that's why Target is thinking very fashion forward. In 2020, they're selling waist up styles on their website for working from home. They're called video conferencing outfits, and they have things like shirts, jewelry, lipstick, but no pants. It's just the top.
Everything
for the top. No pants. Everything from the waist up.
Why I'm laughing?
Why?
Yesterday, both of my kids had their meet the teacher. Like Google Hangout, whatever, Zoom call, you know, whatever it is. So they both got on with separately at different times with their teachers to meet them and say hello. And before Hudson got on, he's going into first grade, you know.
Yeah.
I go, you need to get in the shower. And he goes, I do. I go, no, never mind. Come here. I take him in his room. I take off his dirty t-shirt. I put on a clean blue polo shirt.
Yep.
With his dirty shorts. I set him in the chair in front of the camera. I go, now you're ready. I did exactly what you're saying. I put a cute polo half up and made him sit there and do the call.
How many people are doing that, though? Because you're just seen from the waist up. What's the point in like wearing pants or shorts? I mean, you could wear sweatpants, yoga pants, shorts, whatever you wanted to on any of these video calls. I was going to ask, do your kids, do they require them to like dress up and like at least be presentable on these things?
No, but I will.
Okay.
I will.
But the teachers aren't saying like you can't be in pajamas or they're not saying anything to the kids.
They haven't said that, but let's hope they don't have to because
I
actually had this talk with my kids. I said, listen, I know it's been summer. You've been out of school, you know, kind of since March. It's been wonky.
Yeah.
So you felt like you had 6 months of summer.
Absolutely.
I said, but come Tuesday, you're going to get up. You're going to take a bath or a shower every morning.
Good.
You're going to brush your teeth and get dressed just like a regular school day. That will all happen before you sit down.
You should.
Just
That's
so
great.
We're clear. And they were like, okay. I'm sure we're still going to fight every day, but I don't care because I'll be on the air and that's not my problem at that moment.
Right.
My nanny hates me, but whatever.
Right. I was just curious, because if I was a teacher, I would want the students to like at least make an effort just to, for the sense of normalcy, if anything. Just to getting in a routine, the waking up, brushing your teeth, getting dressed.
Yes.
Normal
hygiene
and routine stuff. Yeah, it is. It is.
That's on the parents, and I got to say that kids dress so casually that hopefully, you know, just getting in your comfy basketball shorts and a t-shirt is not too much work for you. You know, like, you know, I don't think they have to dress to the nines, but getting out of your pajamas would be appropriate because, I mean, Hudson has to sign in at 8:30 for the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, he has to get on a call.
Does he
so
really?
I am all about this virtually this year because last year everybody got sent home. Nobody knew what to do. It was a mess for the teachers, those poor people. Now it's a little more organized. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
I'm sure. So I'm like, oh, you have to get online at 8:30, kid. Pledge of Allegiance.
Do
Let's
it.
Go.
I pledge
Let's
allegiance
go.
To the flag, the United States of America.
Yeah,
good,
so
good.
Stuff like that. I'm happy about some of that kind of stuff.
Well, if you're looking for clothes from the waist up, fashion forward for video conferencing, Target's selling the waist up styles.
Is that only adults, or you're not sure?
It's only adults for now, but I'm sure they'll have one for kids, too.
Just look at the waist-up stuff.
Careful,
now.
You'll walk out $300 poor if you're not careful.
I'll do that whether I go there for that or not,
right,
man.
Target
that's the
adds
problem.
Up, dude. It adds
that's
up.
That's the problem.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
I just got an email that popped up. You know when notifications come up right when you're about to talk?
Yeah.
And it was an email, and I thought it said, do you want to do an interview on the Virgin Dynasty?
The what?
I thought it said Virginia Dynasty. I mean, of course I deleted it, but at first, you know when you misread an email and you're like, well, excuse me?
Yeah.
What did you just send me?
The Virgin
Dynasty. Okay, moving on.
All
it's
right.
A notification I didn't need right before I started the dirt. Let me put it that way.
Right.
All right. So yesterday, The Rock came out and talked about how him and his whole family had been diagnosed, even his two little daughters, with COVID.
Yeah.
And so he was speaking out about it. He said that they contacted it from close family and friends.
Yeah.
And you can hear him talk about it for himself. They're all okay, but here he is.
My wife Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I can tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. Testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or even being broke, which I have been more than a few times. But I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We are on the other end of it and we are no longer contagious and we are, thank God, we are healthy.
Good. Good to
Sounded
hear.
Like his wife had a hard time. His 2 and his 4-year-old didn't have any symptoms. They were okay, but it sounded like his wife struggled through it. I have a friend who just who's getting over it in Illinois, and she was, I mean, she's fine.
Yeah.
But it took her out, man. She couldn't go to work. She was, I mean, you shouldn't be going to work, obviously.
Yeah.
But some people get really sick and some don't. It is just wild.
I had a friend, had a friend in Tennessee. He said for 2 weeks he couldn't smell anything, and that was it.
What
he was
the
like,
hell?
And because I couldn't smell, I couldn't taste anything. He was like, it was a combination of the both.
We have your friend in Seattle we talked to months ago.
Yes.
Was in like ICU for a minute. He's fine. It's a strange. It's a,
my other
I
friend
mean,
Billy.
I know they're
my
learning. They're learning about it, but the my way other, this thing attacks people. Is
my other friend Billy from Hartford, 27-year-old
oh, Billy.
Dude. Billy had it.
He almost died.
Billy,
Billy
yes.
from Hartford. Yes.
Yes.
We know Billy. Yes.
He went to the hospital. He said within 4 hours he was in ICU, and then they he almost died.
Within 4 hours,
within
he was in the
four,
he said it got that
hours.
Bad that quick?
Yeah, it got that bad that fast,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, of course, I know people who have died as well, which is awful. But, yeah,
the
that's
Rock
crazy.
And his family doing all right and on the mend.
Yes, thank goodness, yes.
The Rona can't get the Rock. Not going to keep him down.
Hopefully.
All right, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning at 9:30. Who knows the 90s more? Is it Allie? Or is it Brett, who's on the phone from Cudahy? Morning, Brett.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Good. You feeling lucky? Do you know the 90s pretty well? Was that a good decade for you or a bad decade for you?
It was a good decade. I was born in 1990, so.
Okay.
Okay.
See, younger guy. What year did you graduate high school?
That would be 2018.
Oof.
Oh, 2008.
Me too.
Sorry.
Me too.
Shut
I
up.
Was 2008.
Shut up. All right, so we're going to roll through some questions here. They are simple 90s themed questions. They could be music, they could be pop culture, they could be music. You get three correct and you win. Nothing.
What you just said? Did you hear yourself?
What did I just say?
They could be pop culture. They could be music. That's what you just said, right?
I was trying to write down your names right here on my score sheet.
Hopefully it's music, right?
Hopefully it's music or music
might
or
music,
maybe even
basically.
Might be music. No. The first one is pop culture related, so we'll start with Brett since you are a guest on the show this morning.
No,
Brett. All right.
All right.
So what 90s pop culture icon connect these clues together? White House intern, blue dress, Jenny Craig.
Oh, maybe he doesn't remember.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Final answer?
Wow. Yep.
That's incorrect. Okay. Allie, you want to swoop in and steal that one?
I was going to say Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky is correct.
I know what you were looking for there.
Yep.
Yep.
Just
so,
the person.
Brett, there was this moment where we found out Bill Clinton was
with the intern.
And it got really awkward in the 90s. And
he did
it's
not
the Me Too movement
have,
10 years later. Here
he
we are.
He did not have sexual relations with
that
woman.
Yeah, he did, unfortunately.
Nah, he
and
did.
We all found out about it. But you were a kid, so your parents probably hid it from you.
Yes.
Because it was very awkward. And the blue dress was something they used as evidence, Brett.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Okay.
Because
there
you're
was
following,
I did not
because
know
it
that.
Had been
there was it had been soiled.
A date,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Hey, yeah.
There was
okay,
some ice cream on the dress.
That one, you '90s babies.
All right, Allie.
Yeah.
Link together. What character from the '90s is these three clues for? Tinky Winky, Dipsy, and Poe.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. It's not even ringing a bell.
Tinky Winky.
I'm gonna give this one to Brett.
Dipsy, La La, Poe. Brett, do
nothing.
You know?
I got nothing. Teletubbies?
Teletubbies is correct,
yeah.
Yes.
See, yeah, that was good, Brett. See, he was a kid. I was too old.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's perfect.
There you go. That's a point for Brett. All right.
Yes,
so,
Brett,
it's back to you. We're tied 1 point apiece, by the way.
All right.
Brett, what 90s movie links these clues together? Psychic, A Pottery Wheel, and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, you would, Riggs. Screw you.
Because if he doesn't get it, what is that?
Ghost?
Ghost is correct,
yeah!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Thank you for getting that, so I didn't have to interfere.
Thank you.
Good old Patrick Swayze.
That's right. And one
That's
point for
right.
Brett. All right, Allie, woo! Here's your question.
Yes.
It's 90s movies. What is the speed that Sandra Bullock had to keep the bus from moving at to prevent it from exploding? How fast did the bus have to go? It couldn't go below how fast?
I have two numbers in my head. I'm going to go with the first one, which is 55.
55 miles per hour is correct.
I was thinking it was 55 or 65. I couldn't remember.
I watched that over the weekend, Speed, because all the Keanu Reeves movies were on sale because Bill and Ted, the new Bill and Ted came out. And I was like, ooh,
sir.
Speed. Yeah.
Have you seen that, Brett?
Have you seen Speed?
I have. I could have swore it was 50.
Nope.
Okay.
55.
I was with you. I wasn't sure, man.
Yep. All right. Next question. We're going to Brett. We're tied two apiece right now, so this is for the game. Brett, what's the name of the boy band that included the brothers Nick and Drew Lachey?
Jonas.
Nick and Drew.
I would say Jonas.
What's that?
98 Degrees.
Is correct, yes.
Woo!
It was 98 Degrees.
And Nick Lachey was dating Jessica Simpson.
Back in the day, that's right.
Before they got married, and then they got divorced. But that's a story for another day.
Brett, that's a win for you. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you,
thank you so much for playing. Who knows
Good
the
job,
90s?
Brett.
You know them much better today, at least right now. Thanks for listening, dude. We'll talk to you soon. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We do need to make a correction because David called us and called us on it.
Ooh-wee.
Because the movie Speed, starring Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves, that came out in the 90s, the bus could not drop below 50 miles per hour. The card for the 90s game that I've been playing was incorrect.
Yes.
And when I read it, I thought I went
wrong.
Yes, it says here on the card. I'm looking. The answer says 55 miles an hour. And when I saw it. Leading up to this, when I was prepping, I went, hold on, is it 55? And I went, I'm sure it is. And I moved on with my life. But no, he was right. He's 50 miles an hour. And you lost
well,
to Brett.
I'm wrong,
so
I wasn't even sure, quite frankly. I knew it was. I thought it was something with a 5, but I thought it was 55.
I wanted to give you a chance to redeem yourself, Allie, with who knows the 90s. Because I know you're better than that. I know you're better than that.
Apparently not. I mean, did I get any right at this rate? One, maybe?
How about this one? For who knows the 90s, all right. Who is Calvin Broadus Jr. more commonly known as? Calvin Broadus Jr. is Snoop Dogg. That's correct.
Oh, thank God. I knew it was a rapper. I'm like, it's got to be Snoop.
I was even going to give you multiple choice. You jumped the gun. Look at you.
I knew. You said Calvin. I got, come on, Snoop. That all we listened to in high school was Snoop
Doggy Style, man.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Repeat.
The Chronic.
Every party.
Dr. Dre.
Every party.
Amazing.
Repeat. We had CDs, people.
How about this one? What 90s thing was known for their wild hair? They have small bodies found at the end of a pencil. They were also so popular that an animated movie was made about them.
Troll thing?
Trolls is exactly what they're called. Yeah,
those
trolls.
Crazy hair eraser things? Or,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you remember what picture did Sinead O'Connor rip up during her performance? Sinead? What did she rip off during her performance? On Saturday Night Live. It was a picture of somebody.
Was it the Pope?
It was the Pope,
It
yes.
was. I knew it was somebody religious. I couldn't remember. I'm like, it had to be the Pope.
Yep.
Why was she so pissed at the Pope? I can't remember.
I don't remember what was going on. She had some sort of political statement she was making about
it. She was mad, yeah.
The Catholic Church has been, don't get me started on that. How about this one? Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Do you remember the Last Dance, the documentary that came out? The Bulls were big in the 90s.
I saw it's on Netflix now. I need to watch it.
What was Michael Jordan's jersey number when he returned to the Bulls in 1995? Because he was number 23, for a while he was 23, but he was switched to a different number for a brief moment because it was his baseball number.
And I grew 45, up in Illinois where the
it was
Bulls
45.
Were. I wouldn't have known that.
It was 45.
Why? Did they say why? I don't know.
That was because it was his baseball number and he didn't want to come back as 23, but then he started playing bad as 45, so we switched back to 23 and started playing better, and they went and three-peated again. That's what happened, essentially.
Oh, but the baseball didn't go well. Right?
No, it didn't.
That's my memory.
It
my
did
memory
not.
Of Michael Jordan trying to
no,
play
no,
baseball
no.
was not a good
he
one.
He played
yeah.
for the Birmingham Barons and it was not so well. Not so well.
Birmingham. From Chicago to Birmingham.
They were the White Sox auxiliary team. Yeah, he played in Birmingham, Alabama.
Too funny.
Last one. I don't even think I know this one, but it's a challenging one. Which one of these celebrities did not have a late night talk show in the 90s?
Ooh.
Was it Jon Stewart, Magic Johnson, Drew Carey, or Chevy Chase? Did not have a late night talk show in the 90s.
I can't. I wanted to say Drew Carey.
That's
just
correct.
Because I thought it was. Oh, I thought it was after 2000 that he would have had a talk show. Is that
it was.
Right?
Yep.
Drew Carey wasn't
didn't
a star
have one in
the
90s.
90s, to my memory.
Not
I don't
in the
remember
90s.
Him being a star in the 90s. Yeah. Okay.
Nope. So there you go. Last one.
Huh?
Who did not appear on the Star shirt on Star Search before striking it big? Was it Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, Beyoncé Knowles, or Usher? Who did not appear on Star Search, which was a big
who
show
were
the
in the four
90s?
Again?
Alicia Keys. Jessica Simpson, Beyonce Knowles, or Usher?
I feel like it is Beyonce or... Who's the first one? Sorry.
Alicia Keys.
See, I eliminated Jessica Simpson, and that was easy. And I also eliminated Usher because they were huge child stars.
Yep.
So that leaves Beyonce and Alicia Keys. It's got to be Alicia Keys.
It is Alicia Keys, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
She did not appear on Star Search.
I had to think it out.
See?
I had to think it out loud.
See, you know the 90s more than you thought. See? There's redemption.
Yes.
By the way, all weekend long, it's back to the old school. Check this out. Oh, I just think of Black Panther when I hear that song now. Wakanda Forever.
Oh,
Chadwick
I haven't
Boseman.
Seen it yet. See?
I know. It's a very pivotal scene in the movie when that song plays. It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Throwback Thursday. There's a Throwback Thursday mix tonight with DJ GA at 7 o'clock. And all weekend long, starting tomorrow at 4, back to the old school weekend. So you'll hear throwback stuff all weekend long, all Labor Day.
So exciting.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
What didn't I learn? I learned that we thought the speed for speed was, 55 and it's 50.
Yeah. The Sandra Bullock movie, Keanu Reeves, the bus.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot of stuff. What else did we talk about today?
I learned that you you have a surprise visitor coming up to visit you this weekend. And she's a friend from Southern Illinois from back in the day. Somebody
one
that
of my best friends.
Somebody that you said, quote, I don't have to clean my house for this bee.
No. Like she's my girl, my homie.
Yeah.
And like Briggs, I didn't even tell you this. We drove across the country together.
Oh, nice.
Her and I. I mean, we have had some memories. We drove the whole country. I drove her across the country so she could go to USC and get in a lot of debt.
Yeah. That's what it is. College.
Now, yeah. She's my girl.
And I learned that I get to spend time with her on Saturday. Apparently, she wants to go skydiving.
Dude, I can't. When you said to me, "Does your friend come in to visit? Want to go skydiving?"
Yeah.
The first words out of my mouth were, "Yeah," because I know her. She's nuts.
Yeah.
She's so fun. I was like, "She'll totally do it."
Well, you told
and
me her story.
And what did she say go ahead.
She's scorned. She's recently divorced.
She's going through a divorce with. Same thing I went through.
Yeah. So I was like, this chick probably wants to live life a little bit. And
she told me when she jumps out of the plane, she's going to scream, bleep you, blank. I'm not going to even say her ex-husband's
Mike.
Name.
We'll call him Mike. Mike.
Bleep you, Mike.
Well, I hope that I hear her scream that.
She's going to go skydiving with you. I cannot believe that.
Fun.
So funny.
Oh, you're going to hang out and play some more music? You got some throwback stuff for us, please?
Yeah, I'll be here till noon.
Nice. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Enjoy the day. It's going to be beautiful out. Doja Cat, he's my girl. Like that. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.